Paul Clark with us. Paul is a senior Māori advisor at Statistics New Zealand, and they're currently consulting with our businesses, Māori, on a definition of what is a Māori business. It's always been a difficult question to answer, and Paul Clark might be able to help us with that. Tēnā koe, Paul.
Tēnā koe, Dale. Mihi ana ki a koe te rangatira. Mihi ana ki a koutou e whakarongo mai nei.
Kia ora, Paul. You always like counting, eh, mate?
Yes, I have always enjoyed counting, Dale.
Money, I hope.
Yeah, good
on you, Paul. How long have you been with Stats New Zealand?
I've been with Stats for about 3.5 years now, Dale. It's a great organisation and a great place to work, and we're really ramping up our responsiveness to Māori communities and Māori kaupapa. And, you know, this is part of that work, the consultation with people about what is a Māori business.
Okay. What did you find was the initial response to that kōrero? Because we're trying to get a more clear picture of what is a Māori business. Before going out to ask, what was the assumption?
Well, we haven't really made any assumptions, but what we have done is we've developed a working group. And the working group is made up of people from Māori business networks, from academia, from government agencies and beyond. And that group there has come up with a draft definition of a Māori business. And we're now reaching out to the wider community to consult and to seek people's views. And we're really interested in getting people's voices, hearing people's voices around what is a Māori business.
Gut feeling, more than 50% owned. Is that how it sits at the moment?
Well, the initial statement that we've come up with, Dale, is that a Māori business is a business that is owned by a person or people who have Māori whakapapa, and a representative of that business self-identifies the business as Māori. And so that's our starting point. That's what we're interested in hearing feedback about. And so we'd be really keen for people to come to search on Google and look for Māori business definition consultation, and then go through the process. There's an online form where you can make a submission, you can make an email submission, or a written submission to our initial thinking. And so we really want to make sure that we get this right. It's an important piece of work, because good quality data about Māori businesses will enable these businesses to have a better understanding of their position relative to their peers. Māori development agencies, government agencies, and others will also find quality data useful in making informed policy and investment decisions to support Māori businesses.
There are organisations that create databases or catalogues of Māori businesses, and I was under the impression that they expected it to be at least 50% or majority shareholding owned by Māori interests. And why this is important is because we've got this Māori procurement policy which is starting to be interwoven with government departments. And while I guess, Paul, there's no obligation for those departments to purchase via those Māori companies, there appears to be a looming expectation that they can show that they have at least given Māori businesses a chance to tender for the rights to supply goods or services. So this makes this definition increasingly important.
Yes, that's right, Dale. And so the procurement process, progressive procurement and the 50% threshold is one of the uses of a definition of a Māori business. Now, you and I both know that there are other Māori businesses out there that don't quite meet that 50% threshold, but they're all, you know, they're still potentially defined as Māori businesses. And it's important that we have information about the businesses that are 50% or more Māori owned, as well as the businesses that fall below that threshold.
And I guess when we look at the way we self-identify as Māori, I mean, no one would question somebody who feels Māori on the inside as to the makeup of the toto. That was a very Pākehā concept. If you align yourself with the thinking of our people and can show whakapapa to various rohe, then the fact that you may have less than half Māori blood was never really an issue. And I guess we need to have that sort of flexibility in our description of a business.
Yes, that's exactly right, Dale. Exactly right.
Okay, so how long is this this opportunity to contribute to this whakaaro around for, Paul?
Yeah, so we would like submissions to be in by 9 a.m. on the 22nd of November, which is next Monday. It's a short period. The consultation has been going for some time, but we're just trying to make sure that we get everybody that wants to make a response and give them that opportunity to do so. So, yeah. The consultation period closes on the 22nd of November, and I would encourage people to go out and search on Google for Māori business definition consultation and make a submission there. You know, we, Stats NZ, is really interested in making sure that we get as wide a perspective as possible and enable people to be able to contribute to this important kaupapa.
Kia ora. I'm curious about how many Māori businesses might have already sort of identified them as such. Is that data available to Stats New Zealand, Paul?
Well, you know, there are a number of Māori businesses across different industries. And so, you know, obviously in the tourism industry, there's a huge amount of Māori businesses. And so we're part of the work that we're doing here is trying to understand what is the total population of Māori businesses. Because if we've got a good understanding of that, then we're going to have better quality data about the contribution of Māori businesses to New Zealand's economy, Dale.
Ka pai. And very nice meeting you. Thank you, Paul. So again, e homa, until the 22nd of this month, Māori Business Definition Consultation, if you Google that through Google, it'll send you through to Statistics New Zealand. What, from your perspective, do you think a Māori business is, or how might we better define it? It'll be useful information going forward. Paul, thanks a lot.
Thank you very much, Dale.
All the best to you, brother. Kia ora.